it's Randy Miles on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we've been talking about the credit score, the ins and outs, the ups and downs, literally. And today we're going to talk about the different parts that make up a credit score. And you said also how to control it.
Sure. Now, we've talked about this before. There are different credit scoring models, so that's why you don't get the same score when you check your score in different places. But they all contain the five same factors in making your score. The difference is the weight they put on each factor. Mm-hmm. So the first factor, that's 35% of your credit score, is your payment history. That's what we're going to talk about today. And your payment history is how you pay your bills, whether you pay your bills on time. Mm-hmm. Now, having a good payment history is 35% of your score. If you miss a payment, it can take almost a year for your score to recover.
Wow.
From one missed payment. So the rule for payment history, how to manage that, is to pay your bills on time every time. That's it. Just pay on time every time what's due by the due date, and you'll have a good payment history. We want to encourage people to go to our website, moneysmartlife.org. There's a link on the homepage. There's several blog posts on credit scores, like, for example, how to move your credit score on purpose. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. But for today, payment history is 35% of your score. Pay your bills on time, all the time. Now, here's the revelation about payment history. Mm-hmm. That's only 35% of your score, which means there's 65% of other factors that affect your score other than how you pay your bills.
That's right.
So tune back in the coming weeks, and we'll go over those and how to manage them and control.
Yeah, that's a biggie. So make sure that you do that. Thanks so much, Mansa.
Thank you.